somebody bright and bubbly. Terrible scene that was doing her thing on your chest. But oh, come late. It is a nice pretty yes. You'd like to guess in your memory. You're drunk on your autumn. It doesn't mean anything. Your father made fetuses with flesh-licking ladies while you and your mother were asleep in the trailer park. Thunderous sparks from the dark of the stadiums, the music and medicine you needed for comforting. So make all your fat fleshy fingers to moving and block all your silly strings. Bend all your notes for me. Soft silly music is meaningful, magical. The movements were beautiful. All your ovaries, all of them milking it with green fleshy flowers. While sugary sweet machine, smelling the semen on under the gargoyles. All you were needing it when you still believed in me. Say what you wanna say.
We know. created the heaven and the earth. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, Let there be light. And there was light. And God saw the light, that it was good. And God divided the light from the darkness.
And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And the evening and the morning were the first day. And God said, Let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters, and let it divide the waters from the waters. And God made the firmament, and divided the waters which were under the firmament from the waters which were above the firmament. And it was so. And God called the firmament heaven, and the evening and the morning were the second day.
And God said, Let the waters under the heaven be gathered together into one place, and let the dry land appear, and it was so. And God called the dry land earth, and the gathering together of the waters called he seas. And God saw that it was good. And from the crew of Apollo 8, we close with good night, good luck, a Merry Christmas, and God bless all of you on a good earth.
I will not play at Tug of War. 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 I'd rather play at home, where everyone hugs instead of tugs, and where everyone giggles and rolls on the rug, and where everyone kisses and everyone grins and everyone cuddles and everyone wins.
for the county, and I drive the main road, searching in the sun for another overload. I hear you singing in the wire, I can hear you through the whine, and the Wichita lineman is still on the line. I know I need a small vacation, but it don't look like rain. And if it snows, that stretch down south won't ever stand the strain. And I need you more than want you, and I want you for all time. And the Wichita lineman is still on the line. And I need you more than want you, and I want you for all time. And the Wichita lineman is still on the line. Kept playing
very same now. That was 4th of July. Things like that just won't fly. Put on your stockings,
your stockings.
Put on your shoes,
put on your shoes.
Put on your makeup,
put on your makeup.
Put on your blue. Put on.
Summer.
God, I
There was much murmuring among the multitudes concerning him. Some said, he is a good man. Others said, nay, but he leads the people astray. But still Jesus went up into the temple and taught, saying, my teaching is not mine, but his that sent me. If any man wills, he shall know whether I be of God, or whether I speak for myself. Some therefore said, is this he whom they seek to kill? Lo, he speaks openly, and they say nothing to him. Can it be that the rulers know that this is the Christ?
My Lord. Said, we know, but when the Christ cometh, no one knows whence he is. Jesus cried, ye both know me and know whence I am, but I am not come of myself, but from him whom ye know not. Now the Pharisees heard the multitude murmuring, and the chief priests sent officers to take him where he stood. And when they heard him cry, if any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink, some of these men said, this is of a truth the prophet. This is the Christ. But some said, what, does the Christ come out of Galilee? Hath not the scripture said that the Christ cometh out of Bethlehem? Still, no man would lay hands on him. The chief priests said therefore to them, why did you not bring him? Are ye also led astray? The officers answered, never man so spoke. Now after this, Jesus appointed other disciples and sent them two and two into every city and place. And he said to them, the harvest is at hand, but the laborers are few. Therefore go your ways. Behold, I send you forth as lambs in the midst of wolves. And into whatever city ye enter, say unto them, the king.
I was born and brought up in a beautiful village in the state of Kerala, on the southwest coast of India. In those days, there was a dense forest to the north of the village, in which tigers and elephants used to roam at will. Some of my schoolmates lived in huts close to the forest and would tell us now and then of a hungry tiger lifting a cow, or even attacking a human being at dead of night. Now, imagine my classmate sleeping in his hut and dreaming that a tiger is ready to pounce upon him. The boy is frightened and shouts for help. If I could enter his dream world, I would tell him, there is no tiger. You're only dreaming. Why should you be panic-stricken? His answer would be, feel my pulse. It is racing. Count my breath. It is rapid. Touch my forehead. It is wet with the dew of fear. At this stage, I shake him out of his sleep. He opens his eyes, looks at me sheepishly, and adds, how silly of me. I was only dreaming. When he woke up from his dream, the mystics point out, he did not pass from unreality to reality. He passed from a lower level of reality to a higher one. After all, what is the proof that I am speaking and you are listening except the registration of the senses? And this is exactly the evidence that the dreamer too would put forward as to the validity of his dream.
don't come in now.
Why you got the lights off in here, baby? I gotta talk to
you. Maury!
Honey, look, this is serious. You gotta go out there and give yourself to those men.
I can't face those boys. Not now. Not yet.
Tomorrow ain't coming for a lot of those boys, Lily.
But, Maury, they're all wearing Bill's face.
Honey, we've all got up. Would you put that stuff down, please? What would Bill think? Excuse me, look, if it wasn't for those millions of boogies out there, the president of these United States would be named Schickelgruber. Baby, excuse me for saying it, but ever since Angio, you've been acting like a spoiled...
Oh, my goodness.
I'll get it.
Yes.
Telegram for you, Miss D'Angelo.
I'm sorry. I didn't know. This is for you, ma'am.
Thank you, son. Just a minute. Boy, come here.
Yes?
Where are you from?
Nairobi, ma'am. Isn't everybody?
This is for you.
Thank you, ma'am. Just want you to know all the boys we be waiting for you out there. God bless you, Miss Lolene.
Let me see that telegram, will you? Honey, that's from Washington, D.C.
Oh, Maury, my mascara is running. You read it for me.
All right. Sit down, Lolene. This may be rough. Honey?
Yes?
The President of the United States is named Schickelgruber.
I'm going out there, Maury. Help me into this parachute.
No, honey. You can't go out there. It's too late.
Sit
me up.
It's never too late, Maury. I'm going out there because I'm bringing the war back home.
All right, boys. All right. Quiet down now. Here she is. That lovely piece of cake we've all been waiting for. Miss Lily Lamont.
War. We'll kill the bees and spiders and flies, and we won't pay ice foxes lying on their sides. For sharks and rats to be, and if we're a girl before, then we march and set up till we never do march no more. All together now, boys, we're
like to express our appreciation to the United States Marines, the British Commonwealth Occupation Forces, the French Legume, and the Hong Kong Fireworks Company, without whom all of this would not have been necessary.
all around leads to the ground.
do we go now? Where do we go?
Oh,